Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good to see all of you here this morning. Glad that God has gathered us together to receive his gift of forgiveness in word and in sacrament. For our time of catechesis, we are on returning thanks, which is on page 328 in the catechism in front of the hymnal. If you need to look, that's where you'll find it. The little rubric that starts off says, also, after eating, they shall, that is, if you look back to the previous asking a blessing, the children and all the members of the household, they shall, in like manner, reverently and with folded hands, say,
give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of a horse, nor in his life in the legs of man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who build their hope in his unfailing love.
Then shall be said the Lord's Prayer and the following.
We thank you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, for all your benefits through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
So, many families, you know, use a much simpler form of returning thanks, if they return thanks at all. Oftentimes, it's just that very beginning of the psalm excerpt that Luther gives you here from Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His love endures forever. In the older King James, that would have been, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he is good. His mercy endures forever. The Hebrew word there is hesed, which is frequently mercy. It can also be loving kindness. I think the ESV tends to translate it. So not just giving thanks to God for food, but for everything that he gives. And really not even focusing so much on the food that we've received that then nourishes our body, but the Lord's delight is in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. And that parallelism there tells you that it isn't terror, fear, those who are afraid of God, but those who have trust in God, who have a reverence or a right respect for God, who put their hope, their sure and certain hope, as we were discussing last week in a lot of class, in his unfailing love. And then you see, likewise, in the little prayer that follows the Lord's Prayer, we thank you for all of your benefits, not just this food that we have received, which is the immediate occasion for giving that thanks to God. So we receive the food, we ask his blessing upon it at the beginning of the meal, we return thanks for it. That's where that returning thanks expression comes from. And if you've noticed now, the Lord's Prayer, as Luther suggests here in the small catechism, is prayed before and after each meal. So if you eat your three meals in the day, and you also pray the Lord's Prayer in the morning when you get up, and you pray the Lord's Prayer at night before you go to bed, you're praying the Lord's Prayer eight times over the course of the day. And clearly, the small catechism does not think that's too many times, even though somebody else might pay a different price. Any other thoughts about returning thanks here? When I was training with my trainer, and he put me on that incline leg press, and, you know, load the weight up, and leg pressing out, you know, these hundreds of pounds, I would say to myself, the Lord is not delight in the legs of a man. This is not what this is all about. Like, why are you fixated on being able to leg press hundreds of pounds? So, yeah. All right, preparation for setting four is on page 203. Invite you to turn there and please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
Only you, there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The heavens declare the glory of God.
And the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
Day to day pours out speech.
And night to night reveals knowledge.
Their measuring line goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
In them we set a tent for the sun,
which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber.
And like a strong man runs its course with joy.
Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them.
And there is nothing hidden from its heat.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God,
and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. Continue to send your messengers to preserve your people in true peace, that by the preaching of your word, your church may be kept free from all harm and danger. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
To publish peace and bring good news of salvation.
Their voice has gone out to all the earth.
And their words to the ends of the world.
Epistle reading is from Galatians, the 6th chapter. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The kingdom of God has come near to you.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Remain standing, if you're able, for the singing of the hymn of the day, 533.
Join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We see satanic influence all around us in the world, in other people, and even in us ourselves. Other people and we ourselves fail to honor parents and other authorities. Even other authorities fail to honor other authorities. Other people and we ourselves fail to help and support our neighbors in every physical need.
even a church body that complained about the big, beautiful bills harming our neighbors itself fails to condemn abortion, which kills our neighbors among those least able to defend themselves. Other people and we ourselves fail to live sexually pure and decent lives. Many may not even try to live sexually pure and decent lives, or care that they do not even try. Then there is false testimony and stealing and coveting. And that is not even to mention regard for God's word, God's name, and for God himself. Truly, the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature try and succeed in deceiving us and misleading us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although in Christ, we overcome them and win the victory. In today's gospel reading, the Lord Jesus appointed 72 laborers and sent them into his harvest to speak and enact the peace and warning of the kingdom of God. And the Lord Jesus himself spoke woes of warning against the cities where he had done his mighty works and the people had failed to repent, ultimately rejecting not those sent by Jesus or even Jesus himself, but God the Father who had sent Jesus. Then, as we heard, when the 72 returned with joy that the demons were subject to them, the Lord Jesus spoke about his seeing Satan fall like lightning from heaven, but told the 72 not to rejoice that the spirits were subject to them, but to rejoice that their names were written in heaven. This morning we consider Satan's falling and God's writing. In the beginning, when God saw everything that he had made, behold, it was very good. The man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed, Genesis tells us. But in the very next verse, the serpent asked the woman about God's commandment regarding eating of the trees in the garden. Presumably, sometime after the declaration of all creation as very good, and before the fall of humankind into sin, the devil and his evil angels themselves fell away from God and into sin. Then the devil, the serpent, successfully tempted the woman and man to sin, and they took with them all of their descendants, including each one of us, so that by nature we all deserve punishment now and forever. Then the man and the woman knew that they were naked and they were afraid, and rightly so, at least until God promised them a Savior who would crush the serpent's head with his foot. Apparently, throughout the Old Testament era, the devil, Satan, had access to God in heaven, as it were, in order to accuse humankind of sin before God, as he did, for example, with Job. But with the birth, life, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of that Savior, Jesus Christ, Satan seems to have lost his access to God in heaven, as it were, and can no longer accuse humankind of sin before God. So in today's gospel reading, as the 72 preached and enacted the gospel of the kingdom of God, Satan was falling like lightning from heaven, Jesus said. Perhaps drawing on a passage that God spoke through Isaiah about a king of Babylon falling from the sky like a star, which passage apparently prompted Jewish tradition to depict fallen angels as falling stars, something our midweek Bible study has discussed as we have come across similar passages in the book of Revelation. In Revelation, we also hear about, and so we have discussed in our midweek Bible study as recently as this past Wednesday, the Book of Life, which also goes back to the Old Testament, including a passage from Isaiah. In the Book of Life, God himself wrote the names of all who belong to him. And so the Book of Life is, as it were, proof of our heavenly citizenship. God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. St. Paul writes to the Ephesians and to us, continuing that in love, God both predestined us for adoption to himself as children through his Son, Jesus Christ, and ultimately seals us with the promised Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, the kingdom of God has drawn near. Because of Jesus' death on the cross for the sins of the world, including your sins and my sins, we have peace with God. As the resurrected Jesus on Easter evening greeted his disciples with peace, and as Jesus in today's gospel reading sent the 72 out with a message of peace, so God to all extends the gift of peace like a river, as we heard in today's Old Testament reading. Those who receive that peace in faith already now can rejoice, while those who reject God's peace in unbelief for eternity will suffer, Jesus essentially says, greater degrees of torment in hell than the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those who receive God's peace in faith receive God's gift of forgiveness through his word and sacraments. In today's gospel reading, God's working through the 72's preaching and enacting the gospel seemed to contribute both to Satan's falling and, we might say, to bringing about the fulfillment of God's writing our names in the Book of Life. As the 72 reported that the demons were subject to them in Jesus' name, so through the water and word of holy baptism, the touch and word of holy absolution, and the bread and wine that by Christ's word are his body and blood in the Holy Supper, in Jesus' name, God continues to work today, forgiving sins and so granting eternal life and salvation. The 72 had table fellowship with those who received God's peace, but they did not have table fellowship with those who rejected God's peace. That God himself works through those whom he sends is a comfort to you, for you do not have to worry, for example, about my personal character or beliefs, but trust God's word spoken through me. In today's gospel reading, Jesus said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we should earnestly pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest, as Jesus then did with the 72. Not everyone is so sent. There is an obvious distinction between the workers and everyone else. Still, all may consider being set apart to serve as such workers. Those who are so called as workers ideally are trained in residential seminary programs. And those who are not so called ideally support the called workers who serve them. As we heard Jesus say in the gospel reading, the laborer deserves his wages. And as we heard St. Paul write in today's epistle reading, let the one who has taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Yet the worker's joy is not their remuneration or even that they have authority to tread on serpents and over the power of the enemy. But the workers' joy is that God has written also their names in heaven. As St. John saw in Revelation, the ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan was in some sense bound for most of the time between Christ's ascension and his return in glory, but would be released for a little while. We do not know for sure whether that little while is still in the future or if we're in that little while already now. Regardless, the satanic influence will end. Satan ultimately will be thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur. With Satan's final and full fall comes also the final and full fulfillment of God's writing us in the book of life, as we will be, if necessary, resurrected, and certainly be glorified in the full sight of his glory, and so purged completely of our sinfulness and confirmed in goodness for all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, we thank and praise you for writing our names in your book of life in heaven, and for defeating Satan through your Son, Jesus Christ. By your Holy Spirit, lead us throughout our earthly lives to repent and believe, to receive your forgiveness through your means of grace, to do the good works of your commandments in keeping with our callings in life, and to rejoice in your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you are the Lord of the plentiful harvest. Send more laborers into that harvest. Preserve your church on earth. Strengthen those persecuted for faith in your Son. Unite in right teaching and practice the Missouri Synod, Texas District, and this circuit, pastors and people together. Call pastoral candidates and fill pastoral vacancies. Prepare the hearts and minds of Luther Classical College's inaugural class of students. And for this congregation, return absent members, prosper our Sunday school, guide the elders in their meeting this Tuesday, and multiply our stewardship of your gifts to us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord God, through your Apostle Paul, you tell those who are spiritual to keep watch on themselves, lest they too be tempted. Guard all who are baptized against all temptation. And let your peace of forgiveness and rejoicing over your salvation always fill us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord God, you send out your laborers to speak and enact the kingdom of God. Use us to reach those you place in our lives who have never believed or who have strayed from the faith, that they might join us here, repent, and so be saved. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord God, the heavens declare your glory and the sky as proclaims your handiwork. We thank you for your created order and rejoice in its preservation. In your wisdom, you permitted the deadly flash flooding in Central Texas. Whether from that or from any other disaster, extreme weather or fires, rescue any still in danger. Relieve those who were afflicted and restore to them in your way and time. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord God, your Son is the Prince of Peace. According to your will, grant peace and unity in the world, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and in this country. Mercifully protect non-combatants in war zones. Guide all those who make
judge, and administer our laws on every level of government. Make all people good citizens, and protect, uphold, and grant discernment to all those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you granted safe journeys and returns to the 72. Likewise, bless Brady, Charles, and all who travel in our time, whether for work or pleasure, by land, sea, or air. Make their ways safe and their homecomings joyful. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you promise to comfort your people as those whom a mother comforts. So comfort all who mourn. Help victims of violent crime to feel safe again. Grant hope and patience to those imprisoned and their families. By your word and sacraments, be present with those who are shut in and otherwise homebound where they are. In your time and way, deliver from their afflictions David, Tracy, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Gwen, Bob, Jim, BJ, John, Anne, and all those in need of healing. To that end, also bless all those who serve in medical professions. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, the 72 entered homes and proclaimed your peace. Grant that our homes might be places in which your peace dwells. Bring expectant mothers and their children safely to delivery and to the waters of holy baptism. Grant contentment to all your people, especially those without spouses or children. And help us all to be better defenders of your gift of human life from society's evils of legalized abortion and assisted suicide. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
Lord God, we thank and praise you for the year of marital blessings that you've given to Pete and Ellen. And we ask that you would always enable them to live together in the forgiveness of sins and deepen their love for you and for each other through every joy and sorrow that they share. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ, true man,
have mercy on us, Lord, we pray.
body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Thank you. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Along with copies of my column and so forth.
Any other announcements? What's in the...
You mentioned the restoration of the garden.
Yes.
Brady's garden has been restored this year, so he's running neck and neck with us on Brady's garden.
Not that there's
competition. No, it's not intended as competition. And if you don't take the produce, Brady's going to catch the biggest overweight chicken you've ever seen. They love beer.
Do they produce overweight eggs?
No. But I have some, if some of the people want them for like stew pot, I'll give you the chicken. You can have the chicken because she's not producing no eggs. She's fixing to go somewhere else.
She's fixing to be better.
Yeah. I mean, I've got more than, I got like 17 of them that aren't producing.
And remember, those jalapenos are not hot. They're called trip to or cool to or something. They are like regular green peppers.
So regular?
They're mild. They're not needed on whatsoever.
So there's sounds like some trip to jalapenos, cucumbers,
tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes and peppers.
Carl, I think we've lost him.